you doing, guys? It's episode 6 of the Complete Strength podcast. Just finished my workout, did a bit of coaching. Finished my coaching for this morning, did my workout after it. Just on my way home now, so I've got an eye test later on. It's starting to get old. So the workout I've done is, today's, if you don't know, started a little post on Instagram explaining it as well. Myself, Gail Labrie, Adam Fryer and Ben Cole, we've agreed to do a 6-week challenge. Just because, for the main reason that, so a lot of the time it's all focused on the client. And I don't know why, but for some reason people think that people who work in the fitness industry, whether they're a personal trainer, they're a strength coach, sports rehab guy, anything to do with fitness, they just automatically assume that we've got everything dialed in 100% of the time and never slip. And over these next 6 weeks, I just wanted to kind of let people know that it's not the case. And sometimes it's really, really tough to keep motivated to do it. Everyone does it, and if everyone and people say that they've never been tired to train, or they've never felt like they just wanted to just call it a day on training, have a few days off, or just have at least have that day off. If people say that they don't ever feel that, they're either lying or they just don't train hard enough. Because I'm telling you now, there's some days where I just think I don't even want to pick a weight up, so I'll grab my shit, go home, have something to eat, have a coffee, watch a bit of TV. But they're the days that you really have to drag yourself in. So it's kind of being awareness that sometimes just because we work in what we do doesn't mean that we've got everything 100%. We're not all unicorns. And we do all have insecurities as well, which became apparent when we was all doing our check-ins. I didn't think I was that bothered about my appearance, because I always thought, with a t-shirt, I was kind of a joke that I'm at that stage, body shape-wise, that I look like a workout when I'm wearing a hoodie, or I look like I lift heavy weights when I'm wearing a hoodie, and I look like I lift heavy forks when I've got my top off. And that's kind of how I've always been. It wasn't until we did the check-in, I thought, geez, I could really do a shaping up a little bit. And it got to the point that I was gonna post a day one pic on Instagram today, and I just couldn't put myself to do it. I just didn't want to. I'll do it. I will do it at 6 weeks, because that'll give me a bit of a kick up the ass. But yeah, I've got my own insecurities. Everyone's got their own insecurities. So that's the start of our 6-week challenge. It's day one today. I do always train. With me, it's not a case of my training letting me down, because I do love to train. Even on the days when I can't be arsed, I still get something in. It's the diet side of it. I don't know whether it's Irish blood in me, and we're trying to, like, you know, maybe it's in my DNA to avoid the famine again. But for some reason, I just can't really limit myself to a certain amounts of food. I'm just always hungry. I just always think there's one bite more, there's one little taste more. So that's my kind of that's my kind of downfall. And flapjacks, Jesus, they're my trigger food. In fact, flapjacks and chocolate hobnobs, they're my trigger foods. For some reason, I could have like one or two, and then that's it. I need to really, it goes from one or two to like, I could easily eat a full packet and have to like hide them. Or someone told me a tip once to pour salt all over your food, you've got to stop eating. I can't imagine salty hobnobs tasting that bad, to be fair. I've never tried it. So anyway, I digress. So this 6-week challenge that we're starting, we're going to do updates throughout the 6 weeks. Little snippets into what kind of workouts we're doing. How our diets are going. I think from experience, and I rarely do I think it's the training that lets people down, it's the diet. So we're focusing on the diet. Well, I will be, especially I'm doing like Instagram stories, things that I'm having. I'm currently in the car now with a packet of chicken. I'm just snacking on that. So that'll be my first meal of today. So it's 12:40 now. And I fasted through to this morning. Well, I fasted from last night up till now. Not because there's any scientific magical facts about fasting helping you burn fat more. It's just that I can sometimes skip breakfast and feel okay till around about this time. And what it does is it just narrows my eating window. So I could just feel like I'm not starving myself. So I'm not spreading out three meals over 12, 14, 16 hours. I'm spreading them over more like 8 hours. So it feels like I'm fuller longer, if that makes sense. So it's not because it's a magical fat burning tool or anything. It just helps me manage my food intake. So I'll be doing that. Yeah, so that was it. Just a little quick update. Deadlift shop. 25th November, 12 o'clock till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's still free. And there was still, I'm not sure how many, I don't know. I've had a couple of messages today that I've not answered yet. So potentially it could be like 5 or it could be 3 spots that are available. I think so anyway. I'll double check and I'll put it on tomorrow. But they still have some spots available if you want to get in there. So anyone who deadlifts, currently, who's never deadlifted before, who deadlifts to a certain point and then feels like they're going to start getting pain, anyone who does a deadlift session or have backache after it every single time, people who are stuck in a weight that can't get any further, or just if you just want to get together and do some deadlifts and maybe learn a thing or two, that might help in your training. Ways to program your training, so if you don't follow a structure, so you do a deadlift and then your exercises after it are kind of random, definitely get down to this workshop. Like I said, it's free. It's going to be myself and Ben Cole that's doing it from BEC Rehab. Drop a message on here. You can even drop a message on here on Facebook. So the Facebook page is facebook.com/apocalypseTS. You can message me on Instagram. It's apoclaves. You can message me on Twitter as well, which is the same, at apoclaves. I can drop a message on here. Love to see you down there. I'm now going to finish the rest of this chicken. Well, I'm going to drive home first and finish the rest of this chicken because I'm starving, which is not a good sign. Well, it can be, but not for me because I'm always hungry. This might be as lively as I get as these podcasts go on because I might start getting a little bit cranky. Follow the rest of the guys as well. So, BEC Rehab, at BEC Rehab, that's on Instagram. Adam Fryer Training on Instagram. And Lady_Laves on Instagram. Follow those guys as well if you're not already. See where they're up to. You can do a little bit of research for me. Tell me if I'm missing out on anything. Alright, guys, that's me done. I'll speak to you guys tomorrow. Have a good day. Enjoy your training.